Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivamas Ayin Chesem Abayz. We're holding on Ayin Chesem and Aleph, 17 lines up from the bottom. Ki Asa Rav Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. When Rav Dimi came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Mitzvah Sheni Shanasa Mitzvah Rishayna B'na Sheni Avay. If you have a Mitzvah Sheni, a man who's a Mitzvah Sheni, who marries a Mitzvah Rishayna, the child is considered a Mitzvah Sheni Alma Basar Imei Shadin Alay. You see, you go Basa the mother, which the Gemara now assumes that's because we assume that Ober Yerech Imei, we view a child as being a chalik of his mother. Amalei Abaye says, is that true? Rabbi Yochanan holds Ober Yerech Imei. Elohad Am Rabbi Yochanan, prove it to you that Rabbi Yechanan holds over Lav Yerech Imai. Rabbi Yechanan said, Hifresh Chatas Mubaris, if a person is Chayv Chatas. So he designates a Chatas. He designates an animal for his Chatas. And the animal is pregnant. The old animal gives birth. Ratzim is Chapir Ba, Ratzim is Chapir Bevlada. You could use either one, either the mother or the child, as a karba. Now, yeah, Rabbi Shlomo over Lav Yerech Imai, who have like a mafresh de Chatas, Lach Rayas. If you say that Ober is not Yerech Imai, then it makes sense. So then it's like a case of a person who's mafresh two completely separate animals for his karba. And you could use either one, and then the second one you like raise until it develops some up. But if you say Ober Yerechimai, have Vlad Chatas, Vlad Chatas and Misa Azul. The halacha is that if an animal has a child, so then that animal, that child, that goes to the Misa. It's one of the Chatayis HaMesais. So how could Rabbi Yechanan say you could use either one? So says the Gemara Ishtik that Rav Dimi, when he stayed quiet from Abaye's Kasha. Amrlei Abaye then said back, the Dilmashani Hasim Dechsev Asher Yervoldu. Really, it could be that Uber's Lav Erechimai. The reason why Rabbi Yechanan said you go bust on the mother when it comes to Mitzri is because the Lashon of the Pasuk by Mitzri is Asher Yevaldu Akasu Tal Beleda, the Torah made a Talu in Leda, so that's why you go Basa the mother. So Amar Leis, Rav Dimi said back, Akafna, you Chashev one, Chazisi Lareishach Beni Amudi, Ki Amar Rabbi Yechna Hach Shmeitza. That I saw your Rebbe, I saw Rabba, this is explains, not actually Abaye was too young, but I saw your Rebbe Rabba, that was actually, he was there by Rabbi Yechna and Shir when he said this over, so yes, you know good and well that's actually the Pshat. It's not a chiddush of your own, this is the Pshat that you heard from your Rebbe, you heard it from Rabbi Yechna. Now says the Gemara, time of the Chesiv Asher Yevoldu. So it comes out, the only reason why Rabbi Yechanan by Mitzri says you go bus the mother is because the Pasuk says Asher Yevoldu, Haba Alma bus Rav Usha Din Alei. But standardly speaking, we would go bus the father because Ober is Lav Yerechimai. El Hadam Arava, Frak the Gemara, if that's true now, though, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that we pass in that Ober is Lav Yerechimai, so then that which Rava said, Nachar Smu Barish in his Gaira, Benoin Sarat Tfila, that if you have a Gaisha woman who converts and she goes to the mikvah, and she's pregnant, so the tefillah works for her son, and now the son, when he's born, will just need milah. Amai in sarach tefillah, why doesn't he need tefillah? Right? Bishlam, if you said that Ober is Yerechimai, so then the tefillah works on the child also. But if you know that he's a separate entity, so then how does it work? How does it work? It's a chatzitza, his mother's being chaytzeitz. V'chitemim mishum d'Rabbi Yitzchak, gam Rabbi Yitzchak d'var tayra rubay umakben alav chaytzeitz. The only time you have a chatzitza midaraisa is if it covers rife and the person is makbid. He doesn't want it to be there, but rubay but if he's not makbid, it's not chaytzeitz, and here also he's not makbid on the fact that his mother is there, but that's not going to help you in this case, because if it covers an entire person's entire body, so then even if he's not makbid, the halacha is that it is chaytzeitz. So says the Gemara, Shani Ober Dahnu Rabbi say. Really, it's Ober's Lav Yerechimai. And why isn't it the problem of Chatzitza? Is because that's the way the baby grows, and therefore it's not considered a Chatzitza. Kiyasa Ravina Am Rabbi Yechanan. When Ravina came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Be'uma is Halech Achar Zachar, this guy who Halech Achar Pagam Shebishneim. The Gemara explains, Be'uma is Halech Achar Zachar. When it comes to guy, and we go bust the Zachar, Kedetani, like we learned in the Braisa. Minayel Echim, Be'uma is Shabal, Kenanis, if you have a father, from one of the not from one of the seven umais, Shabal Kananis, and he is together with a woman who's from the Shiva umais. V'haylid ben, and they have a son together. Shata Rashi l'knoisei be'eved. How do we know that you're allowed to buy the child as an eved? Meaning we go bust the father. We do not consider the child to be one of the Shiva umais. You have to kill. How do we know that? Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'gamim ne'atay shavim agar mimachem emtiknu, that you could buy from those that dwell in Eretz Yisrael. How is it possible? Oh, it must be because one of them is not from Eretz Yisrael. The father is not from Eretz Yisrael. Yachal filu echem min akananim shabal achas min ha'umay yisvav ahilid ben shad rashi l'knoisei be'eved. I may think also that reverse. If the father is from the Shiva umays and he's together with a woman who's not, So that type of mixed marriage also, you could buy the child as an eved. Tamulaymar asher halidu baritzachem. Then no, only if it's just asher halidu baritzachem in a noilad baritzachem, v'loy min agarim baritzachem. Only if it's just that the child was born there, because the mother is from Eretz Yisrael, right? The father usually goes wherever the mother lives. So only if it's the mother that lives in Eretz Yisrael and the father went there and the child just happened to be born there, so then you could buy the child. Then you, because you go back to the father. V'loy min agarim baritzachem. But not if the father lived there anyways, so then minagarim baritzachem, if the father lived there anyways, so then you go back to the father and the child would be considered a Kanani as well, who you have to kill, and so this is the makar that you go back to the father. Nesgairu alechachar pagam shevishnehem. However, if they convert, so then you go back to the one who's ever is most pagam amongst the two. So now, b'mai, where do you find that two people are both pagam, and you go back to the one that's the most pagam? Ilei b'mitzri shenasa amoynes. We can't be talking about a mitzri that married an amoynis, because my pogam shebishneim ispa, there's no pogam on both of them. Amoyni v'le amoynis. The woman is not a pogam. She's a full kosher. It says amoyni v'le amoynis. Ela ba amoyni shenasa mitzris. Rather, the case is, if you have a man, it's an amoyni who marries a mitzris. So izach ravi, if they have a son together, shadi basar amoyni. You go basar the father, and you say he's an amoyni who has an iser forever. And yinakeva havi shadi basar mitzris. And if it's they have a daughter together, so then you go basar the mother, that she's a mitzvah, that she only has a heter by the third generation, but not right away. Zak the Mishnah, Mamzerin in Nesina Nasurin, Bisurin Isra Ilam, Achad Zachar Vechnekevis. Mamzerin in Nesina of an Isser that goes on forever, and it applies both to men and women. Amre Shlakish, Mamzeris, Achar, Saradiris, Mutaris. But after the 10th generation, she's actually going to be Mutaris. The Lashon of the Pasuk by Mamzer is that even the 10th generation is Aser. What's after 10 generations? It doesn't say. It says, Reish Lakish, after 10 generations, a woman is going to be Mutter. Because Yalaf Asiri Asiri, Me'amayni Me'avi, Ma'alohal and Nekevis Mutares, Avkan Nekevis Mutares. How do we know Bechlal that there's an Iser past 10 generations? It's because Be'amun Umayev, it also uses the Slashon of Asiri. It says Be'amun Umayev that also the 10th generation is Aser, Ad Oilam. So we learn from there that just like there it's Ad Oilam, so too by Mamzer it's Ad Oilam. But by Amun Umayev, it's only the Zecharim, it's not in the Kevites. Here too also, it's only the Zecharim and not in the Kevites. Ima lohala miyad afka miyad. Just like Amun Umayev, the Kevites are Mutter right away. So maybe Mamzer should be Mutter right away. Says the Gemara, no, because Kiyahanik Zereshava Masir Ve'ilach. We only use the Gzeira Shava for after the 10 generations. But for the first 10 generations, the Torah says Lahedya, that a Mamzer is Asur, and Mamzer means Mumzar, even in the Kevites. It's only after the 10 generations, that's when we come on to the Gzeira Shava. Ask the Gemara, but how could Reish Lakish argue on the Tan of our Mishnah? Anan Tanan, Mamzer and Venesinin, Asurin, Visurin, Israelim. It says that the Rissa goes forever, Echad Zachar and Bech in the Kevites. Says the Gemara, like Asha, Hadamar, Command Amar, Don't Minovoki Basra. It's really Machlekes Tanayim. Reish Lakish goes like the Tanu who says that in general, in Shas, when you have Gzeira Shava, so you learn out everything from the Gzeira Shava. Don't you know? Learn out from there, and then again from there. So he learns out from Amun Umayev that the Isser is past 10 generations. And he also learns from there that Isser only applies to the Zecharim, not to the Kevites. As opposed to the Tanavar Mishnah, he holds, don't you know, that you learn from Amun Umayev that the Isser is past 10 generations, but then Voki Basra. But then you give it the Hagdarim of a Mamzer, which is Echad Zecharim v'Echad Kevites. It applies to both, because Mamzer is Mumzar. So it's Doim Mina Vokib Asra, that's the Machlekes, and Reish Lakish goes like the Tanu who says Doim Mina Umina. Shalos Rabbeliazer Mamzeres Lachas Aradari Mahu. What's the lach of a Mamzeres after 10 generations? And Amar Lahem Yitin Lidar Shlishi Vatarenu. If you would have a Mamzeres after 3 generations, I'd be Mitarer, because there's no such thing. Al Mksaver Mamzer Loichai. A Mamzer doesn't go on to have generations. V'chenam Rafuna Mamzer Loichai. Mamzerim don't go on to have generations. Ask the Gemara Vanantanah Mamzer Nasur Mesur Nesur Eilam. It says that their Isser goes on forever. If they don't have generations, so why would the Mishnah feel the need to tell us that? Rabzeira Lididim Efarshli Minei Rav Yehuda. That it depends. The idea Chaya. If it's known that the family is Mamzerim, so then Hashem will have it that they live. The lo yadia, but if it's not known that they're mamzerim, lechaye Hashem hashgach will have it that they won't live. The idea of lo yadia, if some know, some don't know, so then atchas adari chaye tzvei lechaye. For the first 3 generations, they might go on to have children because people will know to be careful. But past that, then they won't live. Hahu Dava B'Shavuusid Rav Amid was once a person in Rav Amid's neighborhood, and Echer Zalei the Mamzer Hava. Rav Amid announced about him that he's a Mamzer. So Bachi Vazel, the man started to cry, and he's ruining my life. Amar Lei, Rav Amid said to him, Chaim Nasadi Lach, I'm actually giving you life, because if it wouldn't be known that you're a Mamzer, so then you wouldn't be able to live. Now that I'm making it known that you're a Mamzer, so now you'll be able to live.